Mary, Mary, quite contrary, how does your garden grow? In a village in northern Bengal, there are no silver bells or cockle shells, but there are pretty maids all in a row. Some 50,000 of them, including 17-year-old Monica Berman. She grows bottle gourds, spinach, hyacinth beans in her kitchen garden. But this is no ordinary kitchen garden. It's drawn the attention of an Oscar-winning filmmaker, Megan Milan.
She has a little side area near one of the buildings, and she uses the rooftops of these three buildings to grow. And so there are just vines everywhere. It is sort of magical. I mean, they use every single inch of that land to do something with. There are pigeons under the overhang of the roofs, goats. I mean, every inch is used.
This is Sandeep Roy in Kolkata. Milan won an Oscar for a short documentary called Smile Pinky, the same year Slumdog Millionaire swept the awards. Her new short film, After My Garden Grows, brings her back to India.
When Sundance approached me, I really quickly knew I wanted to do something on girls' empowerment.
Okay, that's not a story we hear too much from India these days. Dowry deaths, gang rapes, female feticide. According to UNICEF, 47% of girls are married off before 18 in India. Like Monica's own sister, Konika. She had a lot of dreams, says Monica, to study more. But now she's a mother with a toddler, and all those dreams are over. Monica herself couldn't get through her school leaving exams. Then her father didn't have 250 rupees, that's less than $5, to enroll her again. The family started looking for a husband for her. As her father says in the film, a girl isn't something you keep around at home. But she met social workers from a non-profit called Landesa. They encouraged her to grow a kitchen garden, even as they taught women about land rights.
What's happening while she's growing that garden is at the first level, she's providing food for her family and her family's eating better. But at the second level, while she's learning the gardening skills, she's also learning about her rights. And so she's learning that she has a right to inherit land. It's illegal for her to be forced to be married until she's 18.
Shupriya Chattopadhyay of Landesa says young girls are vulnerable because girls are valued less. They're regarded as something destined for another family. So when Monica takes her big, pale green bottle gourds to the market, she's not setting up a cute lemonade stand. She's quietly changing the way her own family looks at her.
I mean, she only makes about 40 rupees, but on a great day, on his best day, her dad is making 200 rupees when he has fish to sell. So there's already a shift. Instead of her being a burden or somebody he needs to protect, she's become, you know, a resource for the family. She's become a provider.
The change is subtle. There's no Slumdog Millionaire moment when she turns into the bottle gourd queen of India.
Right. A friend of mine kept joking, like, oh, she could only sell those greens at the Berkeley Farmers Market. How much empowered girl, organically grown empowered girl greens she'd make a mint.
But there is change. The soft-spoken Konika tells her father not to repeat her mistake by marrying Monica off early. Monica can pay her school fees. She'll sit for that school leaving exam again next year. The family is not looking for a husband right now, giving her a chance to finish her childhood. But she's still poor. Bottle gourds will not guarantee her future.
There's a line in the film where one of the girls says, well, my sister, you know, finished school and she waited to get married and she doesn't have a job or a husband, you know, and that realness, like, is none of these programs, none of this work we're doing is perfect and is going to work for everyone all the time.
I meet Monica and her sister at a fancy do at a 5-star hotel hosted by a famous designer. Next day, she'll take a train and they'll go back to a hardscrabble life in rural Bengal.
But it's not the only answer. It's not that we're saying, if only every girl would grow some bottle gourds on her roof, everything would be great. Changing social norms and all of that doesn't happen with a sale of one bottle gourd, but it's also not impossible.
Not because the gourds are magic. but because Monica thinks her little kitchen garden carries the seeds to a different future. This is Sandeep Roy in Kolkata for KALW.